Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We're doing a survey on issues facing your area today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Now, before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Thank you. Now, and are you registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just a moment, please. Are you, or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, a political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1975.
Thank you very much. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
Associates of Science.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Caucasian. It's like a mixed.
for this one, we just need a yes or no.
Caucasian, no, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
Yes and no. I don't know. A little bit.
How should I record your answer for this one?
So, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the upcoming election, the upcoming November elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote?
Very likely.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Yvette Harrell.
I don't know.
And have you never heard of her or no
Yvette,
opinion?
Never heard of her. Is she in New Mexico, you said?
Well, since we're required to read verbatim, there's not much information about that. We just have Yvette Harrell.
Okay, no. I don't know her.
Never heard of her?
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Then we have Gabe Vasquez.
Gabe Vasquez? Never heard of him either. Mm-hmm.
Then we have Joe Biden.
Jill Biden?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of her.
And is your opinion strongly favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or strongly unfavorable of Joe Biden?
Jill Biden, not Joe. Jill?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Oh, gosh.
Yes.
strongly unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
So, somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And last we have Kamala Harris.
Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following issue areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, would it be abortion, illegal immigration and border security, national security and foreign affairs, healthcare, education, the economy and jobs, the environment and climate change, government spending and the debt, crime and drugs, Social Security and Medicare, protecting democracy, taxes, or inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas?
I would think like the two most important.
The two, one or two most important issues.
Okay,
yes.
Crime and our open borders or lack of any kind of.
For that one, we have illegal immigration and border security.
Okay, border security, yeah.
Thank you. Now, and thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning that you have no interest in this election, and 10 meaning that you are extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
Okay. Oh, so, about this upcoming election, 10?
Yes. Was that a 10?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking some more about this year's November elections. As you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out of the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
I vote for Donald Trump.
And would you definitely vote for or just probably vote for Donald Trump?
Oh, definitely.
Thank you. Now, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, and Yvette Herold, Republican?
Yvette Herold.
And would you say you are definitely voting for or just probably voting for Yvette Herold?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about one of the candidates running for U.S. Congress, Gabe Vasquez. These are the type of statements that you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference to your vote. First one is, let me check. While New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants. So hearing about the statement, does it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in your voting for Gabe Vasquez?
It's more likely I won't vote for him.
So is that between somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for him? Which one should I report?
Much less likely.
Thank you.
Much less likely.
Then we have Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, "It's not just about defunding the police, it's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else."
Well, I would say somewhat less likely because of that.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat. Or much? How about let's do much?
Much less. Okay, thank you. The next one is Gabe Vasquez is a defund the police Democrat who has opened to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjackings, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats.
Yeah, he sounds like a Californian.
So for this one, how should I record your answer?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have Gabe Vasquez said investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to New Mexico public schools.
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have, as crossing of our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called what's happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now, migrant crime is ravaging New Mexico.
Yeah. Much less likely.
Thank you. The next one is, Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors.
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you. The next one is, earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court.
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have Gabe Vasquez. Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and support sanctuary cities and which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE.
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you. The next one is, Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us with record high prices and worst border crisis in American history.
Is this Gabe Vasquez again?
Yes, Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Much less likely, yeah.
Thank you. Then we have, Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word.
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you. The next one we have is, Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school.
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you. Then we have, Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists which could cost as much as $93 trillion and would kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools.
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you. Now, the next one is, while crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border.
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you. Now, second to last, we have, Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down, let's just get rid of it immediately.
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our borders and New Mexico having the eighth highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities.
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you very much. Now that you've heard some information and as a way to confirm, if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, or Yvette Harrell, Republican?
Yvette Harrell.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting for, or just probably voting for Yvette Harrell?
Well, the thing is I'm not... I don't know how you got this phone number, but I'm in California right now.
Oh.
You called the California number.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. But are you in any way related to this election for Gabe Vasquez and Yvette Harrell?
No, because I'm registered in California. You called the California line.
Yes,
this is actually my mom's house. I think that's funny, as I used to live in New Mexico. and I just came back not too long ago.
Yeah, that's why, because all of our numbers are randomly generated by voter computer databases, so maybe that's why we drafted from there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, well,
like
yes, I'm so
sorry. Thank you for the scoop. I don't like that Gabe Vasquez guy. I hope he doesn't win.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Ben. Have a wonderful day.
Good night.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.